This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on how weaker unions mean less racial equality. As great as it is to finally see some increasing attention being paid to the issues of inequality that have been so many decades in the making, perhaps not enough attention is being paid to the critical role of unions in bridging the inequality gap, especially when it comes to the critical issues of racial inequality. At least that's the important message being carried by Professor Jake Rosenfeld from the University of Washington, as I heard him address the subject in a recent talk at Loyola University on what unions no longer do and what it means for racial inequality, which is also the subject of a forthcoming book he's written. Rosenfeld has gone deeply into the Census Bureau numbers since they began recording information on union membership and found some very important statistical evidence on the value of union membership in achieving racial equality in the 1970s when union density was still relatively robust. In that period, the difference in pay between whites and African Americans was actually very small, partially because African American women were 2 times as likely to be union members as white women, and African American men were 50% more likely to be union members as white men. Couple the higher African American membership rates with the well-documented wage premiums that come with union membership, and as Professor Rosenfeld argues, it's hard to deny the critical contribution that union membership was making to racial wage equality. From 1973, when the figures became available, to 2009, the union premium was over 22% for black women and 30% for black men over non-unionized workers. White women had a greater wage premium than black women, and white men had a lower wage premium than black men, even though both were paid more than union workers, than non-union workers. Over the entire period, though, private sector union membership fell precipitously from over 30% to less than 10%. In a painful quote shared from the Princeton political scientist Paul Frymer, equality was achieved before the fall through diversification of an increasingly marginal institution. And yes, the marginal institution Frymer is talking about is the American labor movement. The demise of organized labor allowed corporations to decouple pay and productivity. So the wild increases in productivity of workers have been experienced in the last 30 years, pay has virtually stagnated, exacerbating inequalities and inequities. Don't hold your breath looking for extensive proposals to increase the strength of labor unions, though, no matter how much rhetoric is now fueling the debate on inequality. Nonetheless, the facts are the facts, and a weaker labor movement winning fair wages and justice on the job means the achievement of equality in the United States will be harder and harder to realize. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.